BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's show, Chris thinks I'd be useless at everything apart from the radio, but you guys do actually offer me some quite good job opportunities.
Actually, I've done you a favour here. And for me, because look, should the worst happen, it's good to know that so many people out there would look out for us.
I know. Tricky times in radio at the moment, you never know.
Exactly.
There's a special song about Brexit as we attempt to do politics on the show. We've remixed an absolute Christmas classic. Chris brings back his Stark History of Britain, a comprehensive guide about one town. So if you're visiting somewhere soon, let us know where you want him to do a guide for. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And poor listener Simone has to hear all the details of where she was made. It's another Where Do You Think They Were?
Scott Mills.
Right, yesterday on the show, Chris rudely said that I'd never done a day's work in my life.
No. I said you've not done a proper day's work, as in... And listen, I'm sort of criticising myself here as well. I'm saying you've never had to do a real job. Never. Think about it. Think about everyone listening right now who's working hard. You've never had to do that.
This is work.
It's... Come on.
Is it though? Yeah, okay. Well, I hear you a little bit.
And also, I worry about you, as in what would happen with you if you didn't do the radio, because, wow, what, you know?
Yeah. But, since you said this yesterday, loads of people have been in touch. Chris, are you offering me work?
Well, no, I'm not offering you work. I'm offering you a couple of hours trial work.
Okay. And where's that?
So you could come and do a couple of hours in my chip shop, if you like, see how you get on.
Oh, where's that?
It's in Porthcawl in South Wales.
Are you on the seafront there?
I am, yeah. It's always sunny here.
Well, there you go. A couple of hours work experience. That sounds quite good. But let's break this down a little bit. What skills will Scott need to have to be able to do that?
To be honest, I think we'd start off slow. So we'd be in the potato room doing the lifting of the potatoes into the potato peeler. And then getting them all chipped and sorted, ready to be fried.
Okay.
So it's quite, like, physical, that is.
Right.
Yeah, do you think you can manage that, Scott? Honestly?
Probably not.
Yeah.
And then maybe you could, like, do some serving, but that's, like, proper pressure. If you've got, like, 10 pensioners all wanting their, like, you know, mini fish meals ready to go, they're, like, burning, like, holes into the back of your head while you're getting it all ready.
Yeah.
That's proper pressure.
I think that's a bit advanced. So, I mean, peeling potatoes, Scott, have you ever done that yourself, or do you get someone to do that? Actually thinking about it, I've never seen you peel a potato.
I don't think I have.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever actually done that.
Well, hang on. I've peeled carrots. Is that similar?
No, they're quite different.
What's the name of your place?
It's the Boathouse Fish Bar.
I've been past that. It was right. I did a park run in Porthcawl about a month ago, but it was 9 a.m, so you weren't open.
Okay, that's fair. That's
on a Saturday.
You'll just have to come back and try the product again.
Next time I'm in the area, I'll pop in, because I'm there a lot.
Well, he'll come in, he'll do a couple of hours work experience, and then he'll stuff his face. Nice one. Thanks for the offer.
That's Chris. Okay, so I don't think fish and chips is for me, really.
Okay, well, luckily we've got a couple more people that want to offer you work experience. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
On the show yesterday, Chris said this. I've ever been on the radio, so...
I know, you don't know any different. Do you know what? That would be a fantastic thing to go try, is get you doing work experience.
I've done work experience.
A number of different places. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. Everyone does work experience at school.
Mate, you have never done a proper day's work in your life.
Rude.
No, be real.
Don't be rude.
Be real, though. A proper day. You've never done it. Look at his face. Because you've got no practical skills. Got nothing.
Unbelievable.
Nothing in the locker
thing
there.
To say.
Maybe travel agent. Because right. You are good at that sort of stuff.
Someone's telling me to play a song. Okay. Seriously, I'm going to fall out with you over this. This is not okay. So rude. Like the saltiest you've ever been to me.
Nothing in the locker.
What was wrong with you yesterday?
No, it's not a bad thing. It's just a realisation, isn't it? Because you've done radio for so long. What I'm saying is you have never entertained the possibility of doing a real job.
Caddy, what have you got for me?
So basically, I work for Anglesey Aggregates. It's a quarry in Anglesey. Mm. So basically, I work on the machines and in the weighbridge and etc. So if you came to like work with me, then you could learn like how to drive different machines, such like a shovel, a digger, which is like it goes on like a 360, they call it, a dump truck, a loader. Then you'd learn like different gradings of stones, like the 10 mil, 20 mil, 40 mil clean.
Yeah. The thing is with this is like that's all what you could do. But
yeah.
Knowing Scott,
how much of that do you think he would actually be able to do? You're not going to let him drive a digger, be real.
Oh, no, he could have a... We could teach him.
Heavy machinery.
He could actually do that.
I can drive.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can drive a car, it's just it's exactly like a car. Wow,
it's weird seeing you drive, though.
Why is it weird?
It's not quite right. There's something odd about it. I think it's because I'm so used to seeing you being driven that...
No, it is quite good because, like, we get, like, people in to drill for, like, to, like, blast the rock and then we put it through crushers and stuff.
Well, that sounds quite fun.
So you could, if you wanted to, if we asked nicely to the people who drill and blast, you could click the button that detonates the explosives.
It's never going to happen. What you're saying here is lovely
idea. You're more
than
welcome.
You're saying 2 weeks work experience, he's going to be doing all that. No chance. You'd never let him.
I'd let him drive a machine if he got taught.
Scott, yeah. Would you be keen on that?
I really enjoy your confidence in me.
No, I know you could because I'm 23 and I came to work in October and I've done my test on the shovel and everything and passed it since October. So
I could do that.
If I can pick it up, you can. Scott Mills.
One. You got one more for me.
One more for you.
Who's this? Hello.
Hello, it's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. What do you do?
Well, I work at BAME Station.
Okay. The TV channel, yeah?
The TV channel, yeah.
Is that still going?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Radio 1 used to be in the old building?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were... The BAME Station were next door.
Yeah.
And sometimes in the summer... They'd do outside specials,
wouldn't they, on the roof?
There was like a fire escape, which you could go to just to get some fresh air. But sometimes they would be on the opposite fire escape, but live on TV.
Yes.
That did happen.
Sort of al fresco, wasn't it?
When it was hot. And what do you do at BAME Station, Taylor?
You just have to be a professional phone taker.
It's an interesting one, this, Scott, because actually, this could be a job that could be a possibility for you because you are good on the phone. You know, it's essentially what we're sort of doing right now. However, camera in front of you, you'd love that. And then you're just after people calling you, aren't they? And it's not a bad idea, this.
Okay.
So I think you'd be really, really good at it.
Thank you.
You don't really have blokes on that, though, do you?
That's what I'm saying.
But he could be the first.
Yeah, exactly.
We could change the game.
It's a bit like Strictly Come Dancing, isn't it? It's the same.
Yeah, just minus the
same,
dancing.
Well, they haven't done the sort of the same-sex partnership yet, but
at
some point they will.
Yeah.
Likewise, you know...
This is why I thought I'd call up, because I thought, well, if we can get you on there, it's a game-changer.
Taylor, can you clear this up? We used to get text messages in from some of you guys saying that you were listening to Radio 1 whilst answering phones.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, we have you in the background, yeah.
We're on the background in BAME Station.
Yeah, all the time.
Don't you love finding out places people are listening to Radio 1?
This is why I can never change this job, because it's like you never know where you're on.
There's just girls in their underwear dancing to you.
Cool.
Anyway, we'll consider it for work experience then. So you're saying, what, a couple of weeks, potentially Scott could be a babe?
Yeah.
Noted. All right, love you, bye.
Love you back. Scott
Mills. Sorry about it, but your parents have done it at least once. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Them are the facts. And that's why we do Where Do You Think They Were? Every Thursday at this time. Good afternoon, Simone.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm slightly nervous, to be honest.
Everyone is on this feature, but it's over within minutes. It flashes by.
Okay.
Also, it's life-changing, this. You're going to find out something very, very shortly, which might just change your view on everything.
Okay.
But look, hopefully it's all good for you. Hopefully it was something just very simple, unadventurous, and then we can all move on with our lives.
I think it's worse on the ones where you can tell that they've enjoyed it. I don't really want that.
What you want, really, is just purely a functional story, almost so short that me and Scott have no questions to ask about it.
Yeah.
I feel like you're leading me into the complete opposite.
No, but it might be that. We don't know.
You don't know?
We don't know. It might be that. Let's just let this thing unravel and see how it goes.
So, who are we hearing the story from today?
You're hearing it from my mum.
What's her name?
Eliana.
And when were you born? How many years ago?
So I'm 24.
Okay, I'm going to play a song and then I will get the details of Eliana and then we'll go for it, all right?
Yeah, I'm waiting. Scott
Mills. Hey, Simone.
Hello.
It's Where Do You Think They Were? Are you ready to speak to your mum?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello, Eliana. Thanks so much for stepping up and doing this. You're both absolute heroes.
Well, I've always embarrassed her. When she was small and she was at school, I used to go and pick her up in my clown outfit because I was a children's entertainer. And she thought that was embarrassing enough, but not as embarrassing as I'm going to tell her now.
That's great. Love an embarrassing parent.
Do you remember when I met that that children's entertainer that time?
I wasn't going to bring it up just then, but please can we talk about it? Was his name ever revealed?
No.
Was the fruit that was involved ever revealed? I can't remember what details we've given before.
Look, I met him in a club. I didn't know that that was his job.
No.
But it was.
No. He was a Mr. Something, wasn't he?
No, that was another one. That was the one that did my decorating.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you had an obsession with children's entertainers, that's right.
I didn't.
You sort of found one in a club. He dated for a bit. Then, if I remember right, wasn't your builder?
No, painter and decorator.
That was it. And one day we came back and I couldn't believe my eyes. There was a van outside Scott's house and had a sticker in a window which said my other vehicle is a unicycle.
True.
And
he was doing my painting.
And loads of other sort of wacky things on the sides. It only turns out his painter-decorator was a children's entertainer as well.
At weekends. All right, so, Eliana, I know this is going to be a good one because you sound fun. So, Chris, are we ready?
I'm ready. Sexy music, please.
Okay. Simone, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, good luck. Eliana, let's take it back to where it began.
Well, my then husband won a competition. He went and bought some engine oil. There were six winners and we were one of them. It was a day trip to Paris and two nights at a top London hotel and flying back on Concorde.
Oh, wow. What a prize.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Wow.
So
silver service.
Was it?
It was.
I bet it was.
Oh, well, hang on then. So you won the competition and you'd gone over, I assume you went over to Paris?
Spent the day around Paris. We had a guided tour. Then we went to go and see some things there. And then the plane back, it was Concorde.
That's incredible. So Concorde is not on anymore, which I find a bit weird. Because, actually, 40 years ago, you could fly to New York in 3.5 hours, and now you can't.
Well, that was the thing, wasn't it? It was super, super fast. I remember being a kid. My granny lives in Leeds, right? And she lives right next to Bradford City Airport. And I remember being really young and seeing Concorde fly over and, like, getting a picture of it. And it you could hear it. It goes supersonic or something like that. It was well loud.
It was, I believe it was twice the speed of sound.
Was it?
Yeah.
But look, let's rewind slightly because as much as it's fun to talk about planes, we're all here for the conception. Mm. So you'd done Paris, the city of love. Does the conception story involve the 2 days in Paris?
No, the conception, it was on Concorde.
Oh.
Simone, you okay?
Yeah, I'm kind of dying.
I mean, I'm not being funny. This is the most glamorous one we've had yet.
Oh, so many questions, Scott.
This is mad.
It was mad, actually, because it's all silver service. They give you champagne.
Champagne, oh,
yes.
Ahoy.
This is going to be great.
I must have had about 6 glasses of champagne. I said, we're going to try this. I went to the toilet. I got stopped. They said, do you want to go and have a look at the cockpit? So I looked at the cockpit, came back, and I said, why not try it in the toilets?
Okay.
And he said, no, going to. I said, well, why not try it? You know, it's going by the speed of light. You know,
it's
mile
Concorde,
high club. Yeah. We might as well. It's very small, the toilets. You couldn't swing a fly in there, but somehow we managed something.
Hang on. Right, wait right there. So many questions to ask.
Right, okay, wait there.
Scott Mills.
So tell me, how are you feeling about today's Where Do You Think They Were? Are you smiling? Are you laughing to yourself? Or mildly horrified? Or anywhere in between? Let me know on 81199. Simone.
Hello.
How you feeling?
I feel a little bit sick.
Think about it.
Good idea.
Think about it. There they are. And they're off.
Oh, no.
Now, look, Simone, some people would say it's very unclassy to be in the toilets of a plane.
No, this is Concorde.
But, exactly, we're not talking, you know, we're EasyJet here. No. This isn't Ryan's Air.
No.
This is Concorde.
Mm.
Twice the speed of sound. Your parents in the toilets.
Mm. I feel like I've made a bit of history.
Honestly, you should feel good because we've had people that have been made in bushes, on bridges, in cars. You were on Concorde.
Kind.
It's pretty cool to think of, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm cold.
Well, Simone's mum and dad. Please come out of the toilet. Thank you.
Right, can we get the mum back on? Because I'm keen to get some more questions.
Ask away.
What would you like to know?
Yeah, Eliana. So I've never been on Concorde, obviously, but to get to the toilets, do you have to go past a lot of people? Was it easy to sneak in?
No, we had to go past a lot of people. When we came out, you could see the smiles on their faces. Yeah. You know, like saying, huh, we know what you've been doing. You know, champagne covered the embarrassment. Yeah, and the food.
By the way, the sound effects on this, Scott, are amazing.
Thank you.
I don't think we've had sound effects at this level before. This is great. Mm. You know, can I take you back to the image of me looking up at the plane there, right? And just waiting. We were all told Concorde was about to fly over, and I remember it was quick and it was sort of like, it was very impressive what I was seeing. But obviously what I couldn't imagine was going on up there is two people in the toilets at the speed of sound, you know, like... I can almost imagine that music that they put over things to speed it up, you know, that like just the idea of the speed of everything in front of me. All I looked up for is saw Concorde there and it was nose up, wasn't it? And then to imagine you two there.
Also, I've just had a look. Apparently that it says the toilets on Concorde, but the whole thing was quite small, especially the toilets.
Very, very small, but...
You managed.
We managed it.
Yeah.
We weren't there to make a baby, but it just happened.
Simone, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like it was quite a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Mm. I'm okay. Mm. Sort of, I've been put off flying now, I think.
No, because you're not going to go on Concorde, so you're fine.
That's the beauty
of this.
I've
already been, technically.
Have you been? Oh, well, you have. Actually, you have.
Well, sort of.
Kind of.
It's stretching a bit.
Eliana, can I just ask, did you flush the toilet after? Because I hate that.
The toilet seat was down. So
right, yeah, okay, understand.
Just wiped it afterwards.
Okay, right. All right, good.
And Simone?
Simone, just, fine there?
Just wipe it down.
I really had that image in my head.
Yeah.
It's bringing up bile.
I do, even though I'm scared of it, I always have to flush in there.
Be honest, it is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Being in the toilet there. You don't fully trust it.
I block my ears.
Do you?
Yeah, I put my fingers on my ears and it's like... Like, that could suck every part of you out.
What are these sound effects you're getting? They're amazing.
Terrifying.
Do you genuinely think you could get sucked into the toilet?
Yes.
It's that powerful.
Or, like, some of your organs could. It's really... Whoa, it's powerful.
Well, look, Simone, that seems to be the meat of the story.
Mm.
I think we've heard it now. And Eliana, thank you very much for sharing.
You're welcome, anytime.
And always remember, Simone...
Yeah.
...to fly to serve... Keep it classy.
Oh, no.
Scott Mills.
Getting a whole load of messages about today's Where Do You Think They Were? Come on, step up. Be a Scott Mills Show hero. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to be on.
It's true, we all enjoy this feature so much. We all love hearing these stories, but it does need you. And look, we just need one legend out there to step up and do something that allows us to all enjoy the show.
We'll really enjoy hearing your story.
Yeah.
Come on.
And do you know what? Do that one thing, and then you won't have to do anything else for us again. Do that, and then you can enjoy every other conception story from there on in.
Hmm. Come on, take one for us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Take one from us?
Well, I don't know. Joanne, how did you feel after today's Where Do You Think They Were?
I'm pretty impressed at the dedication of the parents, I have to admit. Mm.
I mean, yeah, on Concorde, quite quick.
Yeah, true. But they did have to pass so many people to get there, but they went for it anyway.
They dedicated. Did. And... Yeah. Someone says, how do I manage to put my fingers in my ears and flush the toilet at the same time? You have to do it real quick. So you press it and then fingers straight away before it makes the noise.
There's normally like a second, isn't there?
Yeah. You got time. generally.
You have to put the toilet lid down first, though, because it's scary.
Yeah, really scary. Joanne, would you ever go on Where Do You Think They Were?
No, I don't think so.
No, a lot of people say that. Hey, Lottie.
Hi.
How do you feel after today's story?
I really enjoyed it. I loved how honest she was. I loved the sound effects. I just want to know how, if the Concorde takes 3 hours to get from London to New York, it must only take 10 minutes to get to Paris. So how does it have time for 6 glasses of champagne and to conceive a baby?
Well, I'll tell you how, because we just found this out. Apparently, what the plane used to do, it wasn't that quick, because they used to fly out like over Cornwall and over the Atlantic for a bit. It was kind of people that just fancied going on Concorde.
Yeah, so even though it was a really fast plane, they weren't really using it for speed, because they end up going a longer way because of it.
It was just, I think it was just basically for rich people to be like, yeah, I've been on Concorde.
That makes me feel a bit better.
Yeah. Scott Mills. We won an award last night, which is great news.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yeah, congratulations to you too. We won a BBC award for Best Music Entertainment Production. Okay, where's the award, please?
Yeah, the award was left in a bar, but this I'm happens. Led to believe that it has been rescued.
We've got it back, have we? It's back.
Okay. It's back. It's in the building somewhere. Someone's got it.
Someone's got it.
The thing is, we're not going to see that award again. It goes probably on a shelf here, doesn't it?
Okay. Question. And I didn't want to say this before, and I might as well say it on air. Do I get to take that home?
No.
Why?
Well, why should you? Why
I've got,
should,
I've got
why
others.
Any of the other guys in this place?
I've got it? Others at home. You've seen it in the room upstairs.
No, they belong. They surely belong here. That's like the Champions League trophy going to one player in the team. You know, it's slightly different awards, but it's,
right.
but you know.
Okay, but the
it was technically a production award.
The award does say Scott Mills on it.
It doesn't though. So, it doesn't actually.
Does it
no.
Oh.
No, that's just what you saw.
Does it not?
No, that's what you saw in your head.
Oh.
Also, whilst we're talking about the awards, some of the heckling you did last night, people would go up and get an award and you'd be there going, yes!
Yeah, it's a fun
Very
night.
Loud.
Really enjoyed it.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris, we've got window fitter Will on the phone from Colville.
Nice. Hi, Will.
Hi.
You just said to me, this is a bit surreal. You're actually...
Yeah, it is.
You're actually in the radio right now, Will.
I know. I'm not allowed to hear myself because I've been told keep the radio down. But
classic.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, every time you get through to Radio 1, they tell you to not swear and to turn the radio down. Do you know what that is?
Because we're family friendly.
Well, yeah, but also there'll be a slight delay and it'll go, ooh! And it sounds really bad on the radio. That's why, Will. A little insight
Don't
there
worry.
For you.
Yeah. No beeps coming, I promise.
What are you doing today?
We're just on our way home.
What do you do? Knowing what we do, you're a window fitter.
Me and my mate Ant, we fit windows.
Nice.
new build houses.
That's really cool. So you get to work with your mate?
Yes.
See, I think that's actually quite rare. We're quite lucky. When we... it feels like we're saying it again, but when we got this award last night, it said some nice things about us beforehand. And I thought that was a really cool moment, actually, when... it was Nahal who was presenting it. I don't know if you know him. But when he was presenting the award, he said about us two, and that isn't it great that they can be friends and still work together and still do radio? It's quite cool when you get to work with your mate.
Yeah.
Definitely. It makes the bad days good,
yeah,
in a way.
Because actually, me and Chris are actual friends. Like, we speak and socialise like when we're not on the radio
We're not playing the personas of two people.
We're not.
Are friends. Well, maybe we are.
No. Actually, no, I definitely am, I'd like to say.
As am I.
I'm in real life miserable, but this is an act called Scott Mills, which is always cheery with upbeat banter.
Yeah.
Here's today's banger's choice from me.
There we go.
Okay, it's
go tell your mother.
Demi Lovato.
Demi
Call for
Lovato.
The summer. He's like, Demi Lovato. Worth it just for that sliding note.
I feel you getting into it. I can feel it.
Yeah, it's quite a good song. I actually think it was a bit underrated at the time. Like, decent one. All right, my one today takes a tiny bit of explaining. It was another one that I used to listen to when I was driving around in my mum's car, and I'd get really emo to this song. I'm not even sure if you're going to remember it, Will, but it's a banger. I hope you like it. It's Faith Evans. And
yeah,
Twister. This is the song from Coach Carter. Do you remember this film?
Yeah, the basketball film.
Exactly. Now, I don't think I've heard this on Radio 1 before, but I would love to hear it.
I've never heard this.
Oh, mate, this is such a good song. Oh, Grimmy, go away.
Grimmy's going, like, rubbish.
Well, okay, look, cool. This is the kind of one, 2 a.m, I've had a couple of drinks, and I get very emotional to this sort of thing.
Like when you did the Lola song.
That's the one, yep.
Yeah. Okay, what are we going to have then?
Well, it is an odd one, I'll be honest. It is, but we're going to go with the Twister song.
Yeah.
First time I've heard it.
Hey up, Podbods. If you're looking for a new podcast to tickle your pickle, then you may be interested in me, Alex Fox, and him, Riyad Khalaf, on Unexpected Fluids.
We go through hilarious tales of sexual fails.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh, I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy Y-front.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Is that Sister Act 2 or something?
No, Coach Carter, throwback. Learn, it's getting a lot of love before you lay into me.
Sam says, I swear that Bars and Melody off of Britain's Got Talent did that one.
Yeah,
Did they?
Horrifically, I think they might have. Oh. But that's not how it should be remembered.
Absolutely not.
I also reckon there'll be loads of people that have not heard that song before and will be sort of shazamming away.
Yeah, they have, loads of people. Sam in Hull, correct decision. Lauren in Norfolk, never heard it before. Shazammed? Amazing.
Mm.
Absolute classic. Makes me emotional, says Becky. Never heard it before, but it's great. Nathan, you really won that today.
Nice.
Scott Mills.
Natalie, where are you off to this weekend?
I'm going to Southend-on-Sea.
In Essex?
Yeah, I didn't actually know it was there, but that is where I'm going, yeah.
Okay. And what's the occasion?
Well, it was my 30th birthday a year and a bit ago, but they just only got round to giving me my present now.
And then the present is the gift of Southend-on-Sea, is it?
Well, the present was going to be take me away for a weekend somewhere, you know, like somewhere fancy. But then they realised that I'd probably like something that was a bit less glamorous. So we're going to Southend-on-Sea to the Wetherspoons Hotel.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Do you know what it is? You're here for good times, aren't you? You're not here for posh times. You're here for good times.
Yeah, of course I am.
I respect that.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it'll be weird.
Mm.
I've had some good times in Southend, you know.
Have you?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Just basically by the sea.
Do you know what? Some of the best nights out are where you and a group of mates go to a totally different town.
Totally.
I don't know why it's better. It's just somewhere new, different people, that sort of thing.
That's exactly what we want. I think they've got a few ideas in mind, but we don't really know anything about the place. So if you can help, I'm all ears. I'll
tell you one of my best weekends ever. Do you remember when that show, The Hotel, was on?
Yeah.
It was based in Torquay, was it?
It was so fun, this.
With, do you remember Mark, the manager? What a great show. Me and Chris went for a joint birthday weekend to the hotel.
That was great.
It was great. We got shirts made up for it and everything.
It was so good.
The shirts.
Oh, we should have got T-shirts. Damn it.
No, well, we got them done there. Just because I insisted on it. Yeah. Scott wasn't that fussed about it, but I made sure everyone had them. So it said, Lads on Tour, Key.
Yeah. And do you remember?
But there's a reference to Baba Coombe, basically saying that we were something deep in Baba Coombe.
Yeah. I was actually just looking at the pictures of it the other day, and I was like, good times.
Yeah, really good times.
Like, you know, but like not abroad, just like a Torquay, but great.
It's the best. I heard about, I think a few people do this, but a group of lads that wait for the scores to come in on football on a Saturday afternoon, the first team to score, they then go to that town for a night out.
Do they?
Yeah, so they all wait. They wait around the screen, and it could be any team, so, you know, anywhere. And then as soon as that goal is scored, they then set off on the train.
That's so good.
That's brilliant.
Night out. I love that sort of thing. I love anyone that does that. Anyone who turns up at a train station and does like a lottery of platform numbers and then just goes to the end, that kind of thing. Anyway, big night out. You want to know more about Southend, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, Chris has done a handy guide for you. Ready to hear it?
Oh, Chris. Yeah, I am.
It's coming next.
Scott Mills.
It's Radio 1. Natalie's Guide to Southend starts now.
Go to Posh Voice. And we're off. Southend, Southend, or to give it its first name, Southend. It's two words, the original name for Southend. It's got two separate words there, South and End. Because that's right, what is now one of the jewels of the Essex coastline started off as the South End of the village of Prittlewell, growing into its own settlements in the 1790s. By the late Georgian era, stagecoaches from London made Southend into one of the gems of the great British seaside. Play the seaside music, Scott.
Okay.
Through the next 100 years, a new railway, a 7-mile sand beach, and an average summer temperature of at least 21 degrees.
No real.
Meant one thing for Southend, and that was tourism, tourism, tourism.
And more tourism.
Attractions popped up everywhere. A funicular railway, an amusement park, music halls, a pier. And my good God, does Southend have a pier. The length on it. 1.34 miles. And although over the last 150 yards, it has suffered several bad fires and ships seem to regularly sail into it, it still stands there, majestically, a symbol of man's dominance over the ocean. Scott, play the Britannia music. Dominating the sea. The length on it. Massive pier. Back to the normal music, please. Like many great British seaside resorts, Blackpool, Brighton, Whitby, Skegness, the rise of package holidays to Spain saw the decline of tourism. The arcades fell silent, the beaches empty. In the music halls, the music wasn't playing anymore. Stop the music. Stop the music. Start the music. But out of the ashes of Phoenix Rose, Southend became more than just a beach, more than just a row of fancy hotels. For example, did you know Dixon's Electronics was founded there? Did you know the town featured in the 2015 Vauxhall Corsa advert? Did you know it has an airport that flies to destinations like Corfu?
It does.
Cluj. Cluj? And Cologne.
Where's Cluj?
I don't know. Cluj? Cluj? We'll go with Cluj.
Do you know, actually, Southend Airport is banging.
Is it?
Yeah. Because you can get through in, like, no time.
Mate, I always just untick it on the selections because I assume that I'm not going to go to it.
No, it's not far.
Not London.
It's not London.
Not
same,
to me.
Same as Gatwick. Not London. Stop saying London, Gatwick. Oh, Cluj is Romania, babe.
Oh, Cluj. It produced Great Britons like Dame Helen Mirren, Countdown's Rachel Riley, James Bourne from Busted, and the guy that played the executioner in season one of Game of Thrones. I don't know if they still live there. So here's the thing, Scott and Natalie. Yes, Southend has had its ups and downs, but for this weekend, it will become Natalie's home. She can enjoy the pier, the art galleries, the museum, the rude boy drivers, the cliff gardens, the rude girl drivers, the model railway, Charmeleon nightclub, Atlantis nightclub.
Do you mean chameleon?
Yes. She can try out Adventureland, the theme park, although you must wear your top in there, they've recently banned topless people. She could sup a local bitter in the Old Trout Tavern, or see tribute band Guns Two Roses at the Chinneries.
And they sound good.
There's something for everyone in Southend. There you go.
See, your weekend is sorted now.
I actually didn't know there was that much there. There was the model a model railway.
It says here, funicular railway. I don't know what that is, though. Either way, have a lovely weekend.
Thank you. I will.
You might bump into Rachel Riley off of Countdown or James from Busted.
Or Dame Helen Mirren. She might go back.
Exactly.
Do you feel more excited about the weekend in Southend now?
I'm really, really excited. Thank you.
I think the Guns N' Roses tribute band are then off to Chameleon. Good to speak to you, Natalie. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. We'll check it out. I'll let you know how we get on.
Okay, so someone says they're casually driving around Southend at the moment, laughing their head off, and say that we maybe bigged it up a little bit too much.
Yeah. I wonder, it's a lovely place. I hope we haven't done it a misjustice there, an injustice.
Grace in Essex says, way too overexcited that they're talking about my hometown, Southend on Sea, on Radio 1. If you would like a stark history of Britain, maybe you're going somewhere in coming weekends and you want to know everything about it, we can do you a guide. 81199.
Scott Mills.
On the show yesterday, we had Leo on. This guy messages her on the Hinge dating app and was like, hey, not you, but I really fancy the other girl in the photo. Can you set me up with her? I wasn't keen on it. Leo, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Do you know, it was completely split with our listeners yesterday. Some saying it's absolutely fine to do that. Some saying absolutely not. What have you decided to do?
So I decided to send my friend a picture of the guy and see what she actually thought of him.
Yeah, well, that's
she
great.
She was not impressed.
Oh.
Yeah, she was on my side and said she wouldn't want to go out with anyone that did that to one of her friends.
No, you see, what I would have loved in this story was that if she saw a picture and actually fancied one of his friends, that would have been the best result in this, wouldn't it?
That would have been way better.
So how are you feeling about this then?
I feel absolutely fine about it. I mean, he's not got anywhere with it, so that's fine.
Yeah, and you're secretly quite pleased that she didn't fancy him, aren't you?
Not even secretly.
Yeah.
I'm
just
very happy.
Hey, last time I spoke to you yesterday, the fire alarm was going off. Was that all fine?
Oh, yeah, that was just a practice, turns out.
Of course it was. Okay. Not happening again, is it?
No, it won't happen again.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Many people getting in touch saying they would like to have different Stark guides to Britain. We got Adam, he's going to Inverness with his girlfriend for his birthday next weekend. Okay, we'll put Inverness on the list.
Could do that, yeah, any excuse really. If you're going out, don't know, weekend away with mates or anything.
Also, someone says, can you try and big up Stevenage after something that Lewis Hamilton said?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Tourism not exactly big there right now, so.
We can sort that.
Yeah, we can sort that for you. You know what I'll do after the show?
Yeah?
What's my normal ritual?
What, pub?
Yeah, but also, before that, my favourite toilet.
Oh, the favourite toilet, yeah.
We've never discussed this.
No, it's bizarre. You go to the same toilet, but you travel for it. You go right to the bottom floor of this building to use this one toilet. It's like a little treat at the end of the show.
Just to the left as you come into the building, or out, on your right, is my favourite toilet. And it turns out I'm not the only person. You know, the producer of this show gets quite stressed. After a busy show, he will actually sit in his favourite toilet, which is here on the 8th floor, for at least 10 minutes, sat down, even if he doesn't need to use the sit-down facility.
Oh, I thought it was a stress poo or something.
No, he just plays Boggle. For 10 minutes. Every single day at 4. Yeah, he does.
Scott Mills.
John works at Heathrow Airport, same. Got his favourite toilet in Terminal 3. It's got music and coloured lights. It's like a disco poo.
But yours isn't anything special, your favourite toilet.
No.
It's just a happy place for you, I'm sure.
Just my go-to. Hey, you know what it is in a week and a day?
No.
Brexit.
Oh, yes, of course.
There's only one thing for it.
Brexit.
But... Is it?
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.